Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Why aren't my headphones working again? Really? It's one of those days, Evan. It's just one of those
days. I think today's a great day. What are you bitching about?
I'm having a great day, too.
Oh, so why do you say it's one of those days?
Well, because sometimes my headphones don't work. I don't know. Now they're working.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Now they're working.
You shouldn't let headphones define your day, Craig.
Well, there's something else that's defined my day.
What?
But it involves me having to take a shot at you, and I don't want to do that.
A shot at me?
Because...
What the hell did I do?
I'm having a great day.
What'd I do?
Well, you wore it again.
I wore what again?
You wore it again.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Yes, I wore...
Yeah.
I'll say what I did.
I mean,
and
twice in 5 days, buddy.
I wore
what
a
are we
shirt.
Doing? 4 days.
I wore
Thank
a
you,
shirt
Big Mac.
That Craig gave me.
Yeah.
It's this incredibly comfortable New York Jets shirt.
Yeah, brand 47.
And obviously did the wash this weekend. And I saw it. And I was like, I got to wear it again.
Yeah.
I said, Monday I'm going to wear my Astro-colored shirt because I can't wear it the rest of the
That's
week
because
the Mets are playing the Astros. So I said, I'm going to wait till Tuesday. I love this shirt. I'm going to warn you, Craig. This jet shirt is going to be my new most worn shirt.
Is it?
Because
can you wait till football season?
No. I'm a Jet fan throughout the offseason.
I know, but it's weird to me because I gave you the shirt.
And I love it.
I know, and it looks good on you, too.
I want to give you a hug for this gift.
No,
it's
no
such
more
a
hugs,
gift.
No more handshakes.
I think it's the greatest gift ever.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Even better than the great Kyrie sneakers I gave you last year.
Those were great,
still
by
wear
the
those?
Way. My kids do.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, all the time. Well, you know what? I'm going to let you pick up lunch tomorrow, then.
That's how you turn it?
That's how I'm going to pay.
Why
back.
Should I be the only one to pick it up?
I'm going to let you. No, you and I combined are going to get
As a show, we should universally pick up
you
lunch.
You and I, they're not, but well, Tommy can chip in, but the other people that are coming, did you invite the interns, Big Mac, or no?
For the lunch?
Yes.
I haven't got around to it yet.
She's been sitting next to you for two
well,
hours.
Well, she's aware because she's heard the show. I got to get the other interns.
What about Michigan and Miami?
That's no.
Are they
well,
coming or no?
I'm assuming Miami's aware.
He's got no idea. Well, so you have to reach out to Michigan.
Okay, I'll find Michigan.
I'm just saying. Like, how would he know if you don't tell him? Right? I mean, I'm just wondering.
I don't know.
I do have to make a reservation.
So make the reservation.
For how
for
many
how
people?
Many, though? That's the difference
include
between
Michigan.
Four and six and
Why
seven.
Why would I include him if he doesn't know about whether he's coming?
He might know, but, you know, you got to... I don't know what their plans are. Just because they're, you know, Michigan on Wednesday doesn't mean he might have a life outside of being Michigan.
How am I going to make a reservation if I don't know if he's coming?
Just make a reservation for the larger number and then for smaller.
Your family owns a restaurant.
Yes.
Would they appreciate that?
If there's a reservation for eight and then seven show up, oh my God, it throws off every. Yeah, I don't know how they'd handle that.
Yeah, ask your father-in-law. I'd be pissed.
Nah, he'd be okay with it.
Tommy's raising his hand. Should I let him talk, Evan, or no?
Yeah, because I want to know if he knows if Beltran's calling the Yankee-Astro game as an assignment he has.
Hold on. Shake your head. Do you have an answer to whether or not Beltran's calling the Astro series on yes?
He doesn't. How is this complicated?
Yeah. Do you still want him to talk?
Not really.
All right, there you go. That's it.
I just want a simple answer.
I wonder what he has to say, though.
Yeah, I am kind of curious.
Nah, not yet. Yeah. When you get a Beltran answer... Raise your hand.
Yeah, we just want to know for our audience, will Carlos Beltran be calling Yankees Astros? The only series we're actually intrigued to hear him.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Thank you.
But and then if he does it, are they going to let him talk about the obvious stuff he's got to talk about?
Dude, look, that's step two. I agree. Step one
there's
is...
there's no point if he's not.
Obviously, there's got to be some reference.
Yeah, because he brings nothing else to the broadcast other than finally back in Houston. Let me walk you through what we did. Matter of fact... If he does do the games for the YES Network, they should have him in the dugout pregame and show us everything.
I agree.
This is where I put the garbage can.
Right.
This is what we saw. That would be a great piece.
That's what they should do.
Matter of fact,
take advantage of
that. Would be
a
New York Sports Emmy.
Yeah.
If Yes wants to win any.
I agree.
I'm sure they've got
it. Do you have to wait till they go to Houston for that, or can you do that at Yankee Stadium?
No, you got to do it at Houston.
Yeah, so you got to wait till the next time they play there, which I think is in another month. But there's still a lot of intriguing things to hear from Carlos about.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Although, is the main guy going to ask the question?
Well, you got to. Now, would you be upset with Carlos if Altuve hits a home run and Carlos says, wow, it's almost like he knew it was coming?
I'd give him credit for having a sense of humor. That'd be great. But again, I don't think anyone would respond to it.
You got to chuckle. You got to laugh at that.
I don't think they're going to push him on or press him on.
They got to push him on.
I don't think they will. I think that dopey interview they did 3 months ago, in their world, we're good. We've addressed it.
You know why I don't accept that? Like, what you went through, like your personal struggles,
yes.
I think are fair to say, hey, I've addressed it. We now do a sports talk show.
Yeah.
He's calling a baseball game.
Yeah.
Like, it's related. It doesn't go away.
Right.
Like, it's not some unrelated thing. Like, okay, I'm going to address something that has nothing to do with baseball, and then I'm going to do baseball.
Right.
Like, I would get that. Of course, we're not going to bring it up all the time.
Right.
But what he did or what he was involved in is involved in baseball. And so when you play that team, of course things like that should come up. That's not something you tuck away and say, we're not talking about it.
I agree. You can't, because the fans still care. Your own general manager still cares about it. Here's Nick on the fan. Nick, good afternoon. How you doing, buddy?
Gentlemen, love the show.
Thank you.
I'm definitely a listener, not a caller, but I just can't take it anymore. I mean, when are we going to talk about how terrible the American League is? I mean, they played nobody.
Well, hold on, to your point. If the entire American League is terrible, and maybe that's your point, then who are they supposed to play?
Right.
That's the league they're in.
They don't play the NL West.
Okay.
They play the NL Central. They get 4 games versus Pittsburgh, 3 games versus Milwaukee.
No, Nick, I get that. But if the entire American League... Oh, that's fine. If the entire American League sucks, if that's your point,
okay.
If I'm a Yankee fan, I wouldn't give a rat's ass
because
my job.
But you compare them to the '98 Yankees because they're playing Triple A ball clubs.
Well, that's
not fair.
That's a different discussion. If you want to hammer this team and say, look.
Mets stats, Evan. You know it. We're number one on base.
I get it.
You're number one in all categories.
Nick, we're all over the place. If the debate is, hey, I can't put the 50-17 Yankees next to the 98 Yankees because of the competition, and then you cite how good some of the teams were in 1998, which isn't really the case, and how bad some of the teams are in 2022, that's a separate point. But if you're a Yankee fan, 50-17 is 50-17.
I get it. But the Mets are 5 games behind them, gentlemen.
Okay.
They've played a lot better teams night in and night out, and their stats are better.
Yeah, but the Mets have to go through the Dodgers and the Padres and the Brewers to win the pennant.
By the
way, that's all that matters.
This is sad to me. This is terribly sad to me.
What?
How's it sad, Greg?
It's sad to me because you're obviously a diehard Met fan. I respect your fandom.
I am a diehard Mets fan.
I know you are. I know you are. And listen to you. It's your envy and jealousy is embarrassing.
You guys are building this team up like which team's closer to the 98 Yankees?
Dude,
the Mets and Queens? Or
they're 50-17.
Because they played Triple-A baseball.
Yeah, but,
come on.
Nick, in 1998, was there any other good team in the American League?
The Indians were solid.
Oh,
yeah, they won 89 games.
They won 89 games that year. Like, here's the point. Now, maybe time does this.
You're an embarrassing Mets fan, the point.
Everybody.
You're jealous.
Well, first of all, no, that's
and
not.
Envious.
No.
And it's ugly.
And it's obvious.
Yes.
You two Yankee horses' asses, calm
ugly,
down.
Ugly, envious.
I'm handling
pathetic.
This as a Met fan. You guys don't need to come
insecure.
In and start calling out names. You don't need to do that.
Yuck.
I'm talking to my brethren right now.
Yeah.
And
you guys
the truth
are better than
is,
that.
None of that matters. Like, does the American League suck? Yeah. Like, I do think it sucks. I don't think the American League is that good.
So sorry that they're in the American League.
But it doesn't matter. That's the point.
Right.
Like in 1998, and here's the ultimate proof of this. It's been 24 years, and I've said it, 98 Yankees are the greatest team I've ever seen. Does any of us break down how bad some of the teams are in the American League? We don't.
No, you just remember what they did.
Because you've got to beat what's on your schedule.
Right, sir.
And if the New York Yankees destroy the American League like they have.
Which they're going to continue to do.
It doesn't matter that the LA Dodgers may be as good or better. Or the New York Mets may be as good or better. Because their league is the American League.
I actually feel bad for guys like you. Because there's guys like that that represent your fan base. That was an embarrassing call. That was a call filled with jealousy, envy. It's ugly, Evan. It's ugly. Sorry. Jealousy is an ugly, ugly thing.
Well, and you know why it bothers me?
Yes.
Because we live in glass houses. In 2015, the National League East sucked. That's a fact.
Yes.
No one can argue that. The reason the Mets still had a chance to win that division, even though their lineup was pathetic and Juan Uribe and Kelly Johnson were treated like they're Gary Carter and Keith Hernandez, was because the Nationals were terrible, the Braves were terrible, the Phillies were terrible. And then when they traded for Yoenis, they had enough time to go win 90 games and win the National League East.
Right.
And none of us complained about it.
Why would you?
When the Nets won back-to-back finals or got to back-to-back finals in 02 and 03, the East sucked. When the Knicks took advantage of Michael Jordan retiring twice to get to NBA Finals.
That's
it
right.
It didn't matter. You took advantage of beating crappy teams in the overrated Reggie Miller.
Anyone that tells you it matters how you get this full of crap.
Exactly.
Because all they're going to remember is did you win a championship or not.
And that's the 1998 Yankees. I'll ask you this.
Don't compare them to 98 Yankees.
Who was the second best team in the American League in 1998? Who was? Who is that team?
Is this a pop quiz or is this rhetorical?
It's kind of a... It's up to you. Who do you think was the second best team in 1998?
I mean, I know the answer, but not everyone listening does.
Who was
it? I'm a baseball historian.
Okay, who was it?
In 98?
Yeah.
Well, it was not the Indians because they only won 89 games.
Okay.
I mean, any baseball fan knows that.
Okay, so who was the second best team?
The second best team in 98, of course, was the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, how'd they do against the Indians in the first round of the playoffs?
They lost.
They weren't that good. They had Pedro Martinez and, you know, Brett Saberhagen.
Yep.
And Tim Wakefield.
Like, oh, I love Tim Wakefield.
But here's what's great, and this because I'm not demeaning the 98 Yankees. None of this matters. They won 114 games.
Yeah.
Like, yes, there were some really bad teams. Yes, the American League, in my opinion, is not as good as the National League. And you know what that does for me and that does for you?
What?
It doesn't mean anything because I'd rather be in a bad league. I want to win the pennant. As a Met fan, I want to win the pennant. And it sucks that we got to go through the LA Dodgers and the Milwaukee Brewers and the San Diego Padres. And, oh, by the way, the defending world champion Atlanta Braves.
By the way, if I'm not mistaken, in 98, this is just off the dome, there was only two teams that even won 90 games that year.
Yeah, the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Yankees and Red Sox, right?
Yeah.
Indians won 89. And if I'm not mistaken, and this, again, just off the dome, so I may have it wrong, the Rangers won the West with 88 wins.
And had the Yankees take care of that. They did. And so this American League, I'd argue, is better. And I'll tell you why in 2022. You know why they're better? Because the Red Sox weren't that good. The Indians, they did have a lot of talent, but they won 89 games. This American League team has the Houston Astros. And I think we all have to respect the Houston Astros.
Of course why? You do, historically.
How many pennants do they have to win pre-cheating and post-cheating for us to say, hey, they're pretty good.
Pretty, pretty good.
And I think Big Mac knows something deep down. You don't because you're kind of Fugazi.
Well, why do you have to make fun of the Fugazi family? They're good people, Evan. They founded the West Village. And I'm sick and tired of people using the term Fugazi in a negative light.
Oh, stop.
I got you, Brian Fugazi. Home team.
Big Mac knows if the New York Yankees are going to go to the World Series, the road goes through Houston, Texas. And you're going to have to beat the team you haven't been able to beat.
I disagree with that.
No, 100%. I mean, and here's the difference,
the road goes through the Bronx.
Well, yes.
No, but you
but
know
for
what
us,
I mean.
I know what
for
you. And here's the difference between me, Evan, and that jealous caller before. I relish that opportunity.
Good.
I want the Astros so bad I can taste it.
Yeah. You're 0 for 2 against them,
I want the Red Sox, and I want the Astros on my way. And then we'll take on the Mets in the World Series. Let's go. The latter of redemption.
You just wanted to say relish because you put it on a hot dog.
Oh, you can actually hit
that's just.
I'm just saying.
Now you're just reaching.
No.
Now you're just
that's
reaching.
Like, you
nah, that's, you know.
No, that's what I'm just saying.
No, you're just, for no reason.
You were just hungry
for
and
no
decided
reason.
You
no,
wanted that, relish.
That's I don't even like relish.
You don't like relish?
No. Relish is overrated.
Oh, come on.
Not a big
on.
Relish. I love pickles. Don't like relish.
What are you putting in your tuna fish?
What do I put in my, I chop up bread and butter pickles real fine.
Relish.
It's not the same thing.
It's the exact same thing.
It's not relish.
What do you think relish is?
I would put chopped up pickles, but I use
chopped
the bread and
pickles.
Butter. I use the bread and butter.
You like the Vlasic bread and butters?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Solid pickle. Mm-hmm. You like the sandwich slice, or do you like the spear, or do you like the whole pickle? How do
with
you go?
Bread and butter chips.
You want the chips?
That's the only way to have bread and butter pickles.
Like the dollar bill size chips?
Yeah.
Nice.
Not the dollar bills.
Dollar coin, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Susan B. Anthony Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pickle chips. They don't need pickle any more chips. Explanation than
bread
that.
And butter.
Pickle chips.
Pickle chips.
Yes.
Yeah. I can see you liking them.
I'm shocked. Any other condiments you want to go
any
over?
Other food, I just don't fat jokes you have for him?
I just don't understand how you like bread and butter pickle chips,
mm-hmm.
but you don't like relish.
Well, I guess I don't like relish on a hot dog, nor do I like bread and butter pickle chips on a hot dog. Tuna fish, you might be right.
Yeah.
But I never have relish in the house to put it in my tuna fish. I do have pickled bread and butter pickle chips,
nice.
So I chop them up and put them in there.
Interesting that you chop them up, though.
Yeah. That's well, you got to have it like a little fine. You know what?
Kind of like, almost if, like you're making relish.
Kind of.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. But I don't do it enough. I don't make tuna fish enough to buy the relish.
Oh, you should start eating more tuna before it runs out.
Well, I don't want to have tuna fish breath like you.
Fair point.
Mm-hmm. I still get tweets from that guy.
That guy, does he?
Every week he tells me like some kind of joke related to how bad your tuna breath is.
How bad my tuna fish breath one day?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he caught me after I ate a tuna fish sandwich. I don't
know. Clearly he did. And
I love tuna fish.
It scarred him for life.
Tomorrow I'm having wings for lunch.
All right.
And mussels.
You've already planned out what you're eating at our lunch.
Yeah. And speaking about that.
Yeah.
Intern Amanda let me know that they have some sort of lunch and learn function here at noon tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be late for that.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a rival lunch.
What is that?
Against the interns.
What is the lunch and learn program at WFAN?
They learn apparently while they lunch. They eat lunch and they learn things. That's
well,
how it was
you,
described to me.
Who's in, who do I have to talk to you about that?
Who's the head of internship around here?
I don't know.
It used to be Skizzeri.
Yeah. It's not
anymore.
Him anymore?
Not anymore.
Probably
no.
Marinic.
Yeah.
Okay. Marinic.
Or Bilotti.
Marinic. Who?
Peter Bilotti.
Who's that?
He's a relief pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh.
He's a...
highly unlikely that he's in charge of our internship program then.
Yeah. I just made a joke that two people get.
Yeah, well...
I guess it's Odyssey, so I'm not even sure.
Well, can you let them know that we're taking you out to lunch at 11:30? Or you know what we can do? We can
well, maybe
do
you could actually let someone know something.
Why don't we just do our lunch at 11?
I'm busy. I can't get here by 11.
Excuse you?
I got things to do in the morning.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
I have kids. I don't know if you know that.
I have four kids.
Okay, yeah. Great.
I have double the amount of kids
I got
have.
A year and a half.
And one of your kids
who...
doesn't even move.
He does move. He does dancing. He walks around.
The little guy's dancing?
Earliest I can get in here is 11:15. Sorry. You can start without me, though. You don't need me.
No, because then I have to talk to them.
Okay.
And I can't do that.
Then you'll wait till 11:15.
The last time you left us at lunch, we didn't say a word for 25 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I did leave at lunch.
Yeah. You went to get money from the ATM.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was awkward.
Yeah, remember that?
I came back. I felt like, oh, boy, I'm saving the day here. These guys have nothing to talk about.
Well, I mean, I asked them their hopes and dreams. They don't share much.
So you know what you miss
That's
out on?
That's on them.
You know what you miss out on?
To get through a day without a relish joke is at the top of the list right now.
You said relish. What was I supposed
just
to
saying,
do with that?
Just saying, man.
You relish the opportunity.
Yeah, you know. Just because I have a good vocabulary doesn't mean you need to poke fun at
relish
it.
Relish is great vocabulary. But
I don't think it is until he made a thing of it.
Going that far
I also
now?
Said redemption. I knew a lot about the Resolute Desks. I mean, it just goes on and on, quite frankly.
Yeah, you've had a good day today.
Yeah.
Solid. I agree with you.
All
because
you've
it's
got,
Tuesday.
All you've got to do, I'm going to teach you a trick.
Because
I've learned this. Like, for example, we invited
What's
some
this
of my...
regarding?
About conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Having some of my son's friends over the weekend. They're going to bring their parents. We got to do small talk.
Ugh.
And the go-to conversation, it always works. And it'll work with Loogie and Big Mac. Sports.
No,
you're
I can't
a sports
do
talk host.
I hate it.
It ain't that complicated.
I have no interest
You don't
in
have
it.
To like it.
Not doing
you got to do it to get through the day.
Not doing
so
it.
So you say to Loogie, hey... How about that Jose Ramirez? All of a sudden, he's going to give you a diatribe. I tell you, so underrated.
Yeah.
Never strikes out. Yeah. And boom, now you don't have to pay attention. You're all good.
I don't have to talk to him at all.
So what are you going to do? Just stare at him?
I thought because we're going on two-day vacation, that'd be a good chance for us to kind of regroup as a show. You and I should buy lunch.
Okay.
And we should have a couple drinks. And we should...
Talk about what? The show?
Whatever.
Or something else?
Life. How's your life?
Do you care about Loogie's life?
How are things at home?
Do you, though?
Yes.
Do you?
Okay. But it's the right thing to do. It is. So
I agree it's
do.
The right thing to do, but I'm the one who has to carry the conversation.
Well, I'm there.
Just,
I'll be there.
We'll put YouTube on his phone, and it'll be just like at his office.
Perfect.
We'll talk sports. He'll be, rummaging around playing, 1980s commercials or whatever pops up. Be good.
Yeah, we can't drink, though, if we bring the interns. Just so if you guys were expecting to drink, we're not doing that.
You just said we have some drinks.
Yeah, but if the interns come, I can't do that.
So let's not have the interns come.
Okay. Yeah, but
you want to drink
the interns.
I know I like the interns, but you just said we can't drink.
I don't think it's appropriate for us to drink with interns.
So make a decision. Do you think we should have the interns or be able to drink just a tad before our program? What do you think?
I think we drink in my office, Then we go to lunch with the interns.
So we pregame?
Yes.
Pregame in the office.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't work because I told you I can't get here till 11:15.
What are you doing that you can't get here at 11 o'clock in the morning?
Spending time with my youngest son.
He doesn't even know who you are.
He does. He screams.
He's going to a Met Day game.
Dad, I can't say that. Only when there really is a Met Day game.
Listen, you could be here by 11.
Can I?
Yeah.
11:15.
15 minutes every you can't
minute,
give us?
Every minute with Spence counts, man.
He's... you.
What?
No,
what? Spit it out.
Yes, Tommy, what do you want to say?
I have an answer for the question you asked me before.
What was the question?
Who is doing the broadcast for the Astros series with Yankees?
Yeah, that was the question we wanted to know. Is Carlos Beltran doing the broadcast?
So now he's going to add to the show. Now, before a momentous occasion.
Before you answer it, I've had confidence that Yes gets it.
Trumpets or horns.
And of course they would have Carlos do the game, much like SNY always has Keith do the Cardinal game.
No shot.
And there's less of an even connection now.
Don't tell us yet.
Craig is not confident. He doesn't trust Yes at all.
There is no shot, in my opinion, that they're having Beltran do the Houston series.
I completely disagree.
None whatsoever.
I have confidence that Yes realizes, hey, if we're going to pay Carlos Beltran, he should absolutely be calling Yankees Astros.
All right. What did Yes say?
Will I be able to tell my joke after I tell you who's doing the team?
No.
But that was the agreement.
No, it wasn't.
All there's right. a joke?
There's no agreement.
When I raised my hand before you, like when you come up with an answer, you could talk.
Yeah, I didn't say you tell a joke.
Well, then maybe I won't tell you.
Tell a joke.
Maybe I won't tell the audience.
Drum roll.
Here is the broadcasting team. Michael K, David Cohn,
and
Meredith, and Carlos
Yes!
Beltran.
I told you! The Yes Network isn't completely idiotic. Come on, they know. They know the deal. So I want you to apologize to Yes.
You gave him no credit.
Well, let's see if it happens.
What? Ooh, are they going to change their mind?
Let's see if it happens.
No. Step two, and this is a very good pivot, is okay, what you going to do about it? Will Carlos at least talk a little bit about his involvement?
Right. Because it's not so much that he's there, it's that are you addressing the elephant in the room?
Step one is that
he's got to be there. Okay, so I give him credit
because
for that.
Because even if he's not talking about the cheating, he was a teammate of Jose Altuve. He was a teammate of Alex Bregman. He was a teammate of Justin Verlander, who's likely to start the Friday game. There's importance in Beltran being there.
100%.
That's step one.
So I will give Yes credit. If he's going, good move.
Good job by Yes.
Now you have to address it.
Yeah, of course.
Right? At some point, organically. I'm not saying you have to bash us over the head with it, but there's got to be a moment where you organically go, all right, Carlos, we're here.
The way.
Walk us through. Like, he and Meredith should tour the ballpark with all the cheating places.
Well, they got to wait for Houston for that. That's the only negative.
With that.
I think it's
here.
A great idea, bad, by the
my
way.
Bad, my bad, my bad, my
Here's
bad.
Here's the way
bad.
I would do it. You ready? The first Astro to hit a home run. Doesn't matter who it is. It could even be your Dan
Alvarez. He's got to say, look like you knew the pitch.
He's got to make a joke. And that's an easy opener for then Kay and Cohn to say, all right, now that you've brought Carlos.
Do you think Kay says to him, boy, he hit that ball like he knew what was coming?
He should.
Try to goose him.
He should.
No shot he did.
Why not?
Because he doesn't have it in him.
Doesn't have what in him?
He works for two Tiffany networks. He's not allowed to go low. You know, he'd like to go low, but he's not allowed to go low. And that's why nobody listens. Or so they claim.
They got to go low. Bring it lower. If they go low, you go lower.
I agree, 100%.
They got to get low.
My therapist thinks that's a bad idea.
Oh, is it?
But I still like it. Yeah. I'm like, listen, Kenny, they go low, I get dirty.
Yeah.
He's like, well, let's walk through that one.
You should make a t-shirt that
says
that.
Does that make sense to you, looking back on it with clarity, Mr. Carton?
Yes.
Yeah, matter of fact, it does.
Yeah. You go low, I'll get dirty. That's a good slogan.
You want that to be a shirt?
Yeah.
They go low, I get dirty. Yeah. We get dirty.
We get dirty. Whatever I or we, doesn't matter.
All right, Tommy, have some shirts made, will you? In time for the lunch tomorrow. I'm going to give everyone that comes to lunch a shirt.
And good job getting the Yes info. Good work, pal.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's his job.
Yeah, but he got it. A lot of times he doesn't
get it. Like, he's not a child. We don't have to reward him like your five-year-old.
Sometimes you
do. Good job going to the potty. Yeah, here's a lollipop.
Don't you think there are some people that need a pat on the head every once in a while?
Yeah, but every day.
Do we do that every day?
He needs a little. Good boy.
You guys are definitely too complimentary.
Yeah.
Right?
It would be the one thing I would, you know, just ease up on the compliments.
All right, so then tomorrow.
We're getting spoiled.
Tomorrow at lunch, we can make it like Festivus, an airing of all grievances.
Oh,
all right. Not sure you want that.
That's all good. Okay.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
What's your number one?
You ready
one
for the feats of strength?
What's your number one grievance going to be?
Out of curiosity.
How many grievances should we allow every person?
Three.
Three.
I have no grievances, personally.
So you could come to lunch tomorrow with three grievances. And the promise is that in sharing the grievances, there's no negative retribution for sharing the grievance.
Oh, sure.
No, okay. No ramifications.
Can we get that written in blood?
No ramifications.
No, yeah.
None, zero.
It's said and then it's instantly forgotten.
You wouldn't hold it against us.
We're going to call it the honesty lunch.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay? You come to the table and say, I don't like this, this, and this.
Yeah.
And there's no negative anything.
I love it.
For sharing.
I totally agree.
Okay?
I totally agree.
It could be about me. It could be about Evan.
Could be about each other.
Could be about whatever you want.
Could be about Spike. Whatever
three,
you want.
Three grievances each.
Do you have grievances? Are we airing ours? Because I have none, personally. I'm good.
I could come up with a few.
Yeah. You gotta come up with a few?
Come up with a few. I mean, I do have a couple.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. I don't have three. Yeah.
I'm good.
He goes through them every day, 2 to 6:30.
That's it. Look, one, two. I'm not sure if I've got a third. I got one and two. Those are my grievances. That's it.
All right, I'm going to do some homework tonight and come up with some grievances.
One, two. Those are my grievances. Nothing else. One, two. That's it.
How many do you think you have, Loogie?
100,000.
So you got to narrow it down to three, though.
It's going to be tough.
Good luck. You know what's going to happen, Craig?
Yeah,
you're going to take a beating.
Who is?
You.
Me?
I don't think I'm going to have any personal grievances. I think Big Mac and Loogie
are going to
look towards you and say, all right, Craig.
Big Mac's got one about you already, I know.
He does?
Yeah, when you complain to him about commercials.
Come on.
Big grievance.
Especially today, because if anybody's been paying attention.
Yes.
It's been a rough day.
My
favorite part of the show is starts at 2. At 2:40, we go to bridge. And I look at Big Mac and say, how are we on spots? Yeah. Like right out of the gate. Come on, I'm just having some fun.
That was a good start we had.
To be fair, he didn't tell us to break.
He never did.
So we just kept going.
Never did.
877-337-6666. All right, great. We're having the honesty lunch tomorrow. Hey, do me a favor. Tell Izzo, bring a camera. All right? We're going to film the honesty lunch. All right? Fair enough? I want it on the record.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm so
that
curious.
Way, there's no talking your way off the mountain. You say what you say. You're accountable.
I agree, because there's a lot of I didn't say that in society. We all do it at some point. I didn't really say that.
You misunderstood me.
Oh, come on. That goes against the whole spirit of what we're trying to do here.
Correct.
You think Tommy's actually going to air grievances with a camera on him? No way.
All right, no camera. Fair enough.
It's either a bit or it's a legit thing.
Don't worry, I'll secretly record
it. No, you can't do that.
I can't do that?
No.
Informant?
I have to ask them?
You can't be a CI.
Got to ask for permission.
No good. You did not have to ask for permission, by the way. New York is a one-party consent state.
So then I can do it.
Yeah, you're legally allowed to do it.
Oh, so then why are you telling me I
shouldn't? You can record another person without their knowledge. New York State's a one-party consent state.
Whew, thank God.
Yep. Not every state is. New York is. Yeah. So like if you call me and I recorded it and didn't tell you, I'm allowed to do that. But I cannot put a video camera in your bedroom without you knowing it.
Thank God.
And videotape you making love.
Oh, my God.
I can't do that.
Thank goodness.
But you can record our conversations. One party consent state.
So
which
you
is
say,
really messed up.
Right. So you say amphibious instead of ambidextrous, but you know everything about the laws of videotaping people.
Isn't that odd? Well, audio recording. Yeah.
Right. You know,
I don't know the video
you're
recording.
You're very knowledgeable on this.
Well, subject. There's a reason I am. Yeah, I got burnt by it. That's why. Yes. So I'm well aware of the New York State laws on single party consent. Yeah. Little did I know. Scumbag. Little did I know. Yeah, that's all.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
I'm not sure if this means anything to you, but there's a report out there that tomorrow for his arbitration hearing, Aaron Judge plans to attend via Zoom, which means he will listen to the New York Yankees brass, whether that's Cashman or Randy Levine or whomever represents the Yankees.
Bash him.
In the arbitration, explain to the arbitrator why he doesn't deserve $21 million bucks.
By the way, it's
and should get 17.
It's not a report. He said that. Aaron Judge is meeting the media and said, I'm going to attend the Zoom meeting. I'm going to attend the arbitration meeting via Zoom.
Well, I mean, it's his life. It's his money. He should.
So what would that do? Would that make you pause on even going into the hearing? Would that make you more likely to want to settle?
I think that's why you have an agent, because you don't want to hear those things. You don't want. Don't even be bothered
by
it.
So why do you think Aaron does?
I don't know. Plays for into the offseason? I don't know.
Do you think that what he hears they say about him?
Because I wouldn't want to hear it.
No, I agree with you. But do you think when he hears the Yankees say negative things about him, because it's going to be negative things, it's an arbitration hearing, that in any way is going to affect how he views re-signing with the Yankees next year?
You know, I don't know the answer to that question, but it does remind me of Randy Levine coming out talking about Yankee pitcher Dellin Betances.
Yep.
And he's like, it's not a closer. He's a setup man. I will pay him like a setup man.
And he was right.
And he happened to have been right.
Yep.
But when you hear it, it'd be like if you were renegotiating a contract, your agent goes in, they explain to your agent all the reasons why they don't want to pay you X, whatever it is. Your agent doesn't tell you that.
Right.
Because he's a counselor, too, in a way.
Right.
Now, if you're in the room and you hear the architect say, look, I mean, you know, blah, 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 blah. Regardless of what you get, now there's an issue, potentially, right?
Yeah.
That's part of the reason you pay an agent.
But don't you think
that you have to deal with the heartache of hearing what they don't like about you?
I agree with you. I agree. And if I was Aaron Judge, I would not want to Zoom. I wouldn't want to wear a suit, and I wouldn't want to listen to it. I would just want to know the end result.
Well,
how much am I making
Zoom
this year?
Wear a suit.
No, he said he's wearing a suit, though.
He's putting on a suit?
Yes. That's what he said.
He means business.
Really?
And I'm not messing around. I'm serious.
You're right over there?
Yeah, I'm not happy about it.
You're not
it's
happy
so
about what?
It's so stupid.
So what part?
Why would they walk into a room and talk down this guy and make an argument against him to save $4 million?
How do you not talk him down when the hearing is about paying him less money than he wants? Like, his agent's going to say, here are all the numbers on why we should make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And obviously the Yankees' retort isn't going to be, we love you, Aaron Judge. It's going to be, here's why he doesn't deserve that money.
He's injured.
You don't know how the Yankees are going to handle it. I still think there's a chance that this thing gets figured out before the arbitration.
I happen to agree with you. I think that...
Because what's the point of it? Why even have negative juju?
I think it's to Big Mac's point. I think the Yankees ultimately are going to say, we are fighting over a couple of million dollars here, which is not really going to affect our bottom line.
Right.
So let's settle. Doesn't mean you give Aaron what he wants. It's settle. There's a benefit for Aaron settling because it guarantees him more money than if he potentially loses
the
case.
Well, listen, he said no to 280. He's not going to say yes to 19.
It's completely different.
Don't you think?
No, it's completely different.
But in his mind, I'm going to win. Why would I say yes to 19?
Well,
I'm getting 21.
If he's telling his agent, we're not settling, going to that hearing because I know we're going to win, that's different.
Right.
But you can't equate the long-term contract negotiation with this. It's completely different.
I mean, I wouldn't argue it. I hear you. But I think part of the mentality is, I'm worth more.
Yes.
So I'm not going to settle for less than I think I'm
worth.
I'll
calm you down with this, Big Mac. Let's say he goes into the hearing. And let's say they run him down.
Pardon me. What time is the hearing? Do we know? I assume it's in the morning.
Probably
9 or 10 in the morning, right?
Yeah, I assume.
That's my gut.
Late morning, early afternoon.
So I'm asking because we'll know tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah,
sure.
I think we'll get a result on this.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Let's say they run him down. They run him down completely, and Aaron's pissed off.
Yeah.
What's the negative that's truly going to come out of that?
Right.
Like, do you think in 5 months, because it's literally 5 months away, when he gets to free agency, he's going to say, you made me the highest offer now, but you can go F yourself because you said this in June?
Yeah.
Come on.
I can also think.
I'm a grudge holder.
Yeah, grudge holders. But you know what else, though? I'm starting to think, you mentioned his mentality, because now he's quoted as saying, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
He might get off on this. Like, this might be something that really motivates him.
You know why?
He's out to bet on himself. Now he wants to hear the negative talk about himself. Like,
I think
maybe
it's,
it just
I think
know,
the Yankees
is the kind of thing that propels him.
He's a competitor.
You just have to be smart about what they say and don't say tomorrow. And listen, they've been down this road a million times. They're obviously seasoned pros at it.
But Craig,
my gut is that whatever happens, the Yankees are not going to diminish what Aaron Judge brings to the table.
But let's say
that
they,
would be stupid.
But let's say they do because they want to win their case.
Yeah.
When November rolls around and the Yankees offer him the most money in that contract,
he's
and
going
they're
gonna, to take it.
He's going to take it.
Right.
I so agree. Ultimately, Yankee fans, what are you concerned about? And if he gets motivated by this, great.
Even better.
He's yeah. had a monster season in
way,
this contract year.
Let's all be fair. Either way, he works out okay. Worst case scenario, he makes $17 million this
year. Dude, the whole thing.
Right, like, so let's not cry for
Aaron
Judge.
The whole thing, assuming the Yankees are going to pay this guy, and I think they are, the whole thing's a win-win.
Yeah.
You keep the guy angry, pissed off, motivated, and then you know deep down, I'll pay him at the end of the season. And yes, it may be more than what Aaron was even asking for.
Listen.
But ultimately, look what the season you're getting out of him.
Yeah. The only thing I disagree with that a lot of people think, and you may have even said, I've probably said it at some point.
What's that?
And that is, when he gets to free agency, the Yankees will always have a chance to make the biggest offer. That's not 100%.
Oh, they will.
It's not 100%.
Why? You think Aaron's going to be in a rush to go to San Francisco, and once they make him a big enough offer, he's gone?
I don't.
So then explain your point.
I do think that he could find himself in the veranda at Steve Cohen's mansion in Connecticut. And I do think Steve Cohen could make him an offer, and we've certainly heard this story before. If you leave my property, the offer no longer exists.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a bonkers offer. It's not no discount.
Right.
I think that's possible.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
I do think that's
as much as I'd love to talk trash to you, the more I've given this thought, the more I do not think the Mets are going to be serious players for
Aaron
Judge.
Maybe not, but that's
I don't.
That's the only thing I would say would preclude the Yankees from being able to say, wait a minute, I don't. That's the only team doesn't have to move, stays home, blah, blah, blah,
I think
blah,
he still
blah.
Wants to be a Yankee, though.
And I don't blame him.
And I think ultimately if the Yankees can match the biggest offer, no offense to my baseball team or any other team, he's going to be a Yankee.
If I'm Steve Cohen, I don't give you that chance. That's my point.
No, I understand. Yeah. I just don't think Steve's going to do that. This isn't the perfect time for the Mets to do that because DeGrom's going to be a free agent, Edwin Diaz is going to be a free agent, Brandon Nimmo's going to be a free agent, the entire rotation outside of Max is going to be a free agent. Like, they got a lot of things they need to address.
It also depends if they win a World Series or not.
Sure, and I don't get the sense yet. I know Steve will be aggressive, and I love this about Steve. I don't get the sense yet that he's got this vindictive, I'm going to get the Yankees bone in his body. Now, maybe he'll develop that, or maybe he has it, and I don't see it yet. I just get the sense, hey, I want to win. I'm going to be aggressive. I'm going to make my fans happy. I don't get the sense of, you know what, Hal? I'm really going to come get you. You're next. I don't get. Do you get that from him?
I don't. Not yet.
Not yet.
But, again, if they don't win a World Series this year, who knows?
Sure.
I think you could look at a $400 million payroll because F all of you.
Right.
Right? I played your game. You made a tax that sent you the Cohen tax.
Yeah, but
guess what? I'll be the outlier. I'll do what I want.
But I think Steve Cohen would go after the owners one by one who tried to put that tax on him. Hal Steinbrenner, to the Yankees' credit, they have not tried to stand in Steve Cohen's way.
No, they've not.
They didn't keep him from buying it. Now, there are owners who did, and we know their names.
Yep.
Those are the guys that if I'm vindictive, I say, okay, all right. I remember that. Now I'm going to haunt you. I'm going to make you pay.
Yeah.
I don't think he's got that about the Yankees. As much as Lugie
I think Artie
and other Mets fans
one of
may
guys.
Have that, of course he is.
Yeah.
Because Artie Moreno's a fraud.
Well, not just because of that, because of the Syndergaard thing.
That's
that
minor.
That doesn't help.
That's minor.
Remember how pissed off Cohen was about that?
But you know what would piss me off even more?
What?
Steve Cohen tax. And Artie Moreno's
behind
that.
And he also, I think, voted against him buying the team.
Yes.
Right. See, that's when it's okay Reinsdorf to be vindictive.
Too. That's who I think he's going to be vindictive against. As much as some Met fans
who
may want it.
Who are you vindictive against? Chernoff?
No, I love Chernoff. I'm not really vindictive against anybody. Oh, Knicks fans. Knicks
Boomer,
fans.
You hate Boomer.
I really don't hate Boomer.
You felt a little bit.
No, I just criticize him a little bit. I don't hate him.
No, you don't love him, though. He's not like you wouldn't have him over, though.
Well, there's a lot of people I don't love. Doesn't mean I hate them.
Give me the top four people you don't like here.
Knicks fans.
No, in the building.
I don't dislike anybody in the building.
You told me. I don't want to say it's your
who
story.
Who did I say?
Well,
I
don't want to say it's your story.
I'm curious who you're going to come
it's
up with.
It's your story. Go ahead.
Who do you got?
Go ahead.
Dove Kramer.
Okay, Dove.
Tiki Barber.
Okay.
Chris McMonagle and Craig Carton.
That's what I thought the list was. Pretty close. Here's Manny on the fan. Manny, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey. How's it going, Hutch? Thanks for the call. I'm heading towards maybe part two.
Unfortunately, man, you're breaking up big time on us, buddy.
Okay, how about now?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm heading to Minute Maid Park right now to see the Mets vs. the Astros on the two-game set.
Mets.
Oh boy! I'm in the highway, so I have bad.
Those Texas phone lines just suck. That's the problem.
I'm calling from a Jersey line, by the way.
Great, awesome.
So yeah, I'm heading to the park, and I've never been excited over a game in a while. And 20 years as a Mets fan, holy crap! I've never felt hope. That's the one thing I can take away.
We have hope, and you're getting to see a beautiful ballpark in Minute Maid Park. I like Minute Maid Park.
Yeah, but Houston's a dump.
Yeah, dumpy city, beautiful stadium.
So
I completely
enjoy
agree.
The game, Manny. Met fan in Texas. There you go.
I think there'll be
enjoying
a lot of Met
himself
fans
tonight. That'll be good.
As you've noticed,
you
I'm
what,
sure.
A lot of Yankee fans last night in Tampa.
Well, that's obvious.
I know there's usually fans because the obvious reasons.
Yeah, we're talking about the Mets right now.
Yeah.
So what I was going to say before you started talking night. About Yankees Rays is that I've noticed this year, whether it's San Diego or it's L.A., the Met fan has been traveling.
Yeah.
The Met fan is out of presence everywhere, and going to Houston is rare. They haven't gone to Houston much since they switched leagues. So this is a special occasion.
You
I
think
expect
the front
a nice
runners are real fans?
No, I think there's a lot of New Yorkers all over the country.
And they're like, hey, finally a chance to see the Mets when they're good. Let's go.
Finally a chance to see the Mets in Houston. They haven't
and
played
that,
there very often.
Yeah, Houston's such an armpit, though.
I completely agree with you. The best part of going to Houston was getting into
leaving.
The air conditioning of Minute Maid Park because it's hot and humid and disgusting.
Ugh, that whole city, yuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Dallas is so much nicer. Like,
By
I like
the way,
Dallas.
Did you see that during the Golden State Warrior celebration, the parade route or route that they wanted to take, they couldn't take? Because they didn't want to displace all the homeless people.
Right.
Did you see that?
I did read that, yeah.
And they showed this one little area. You were there for the Super Bowl, I think, in San Francisco, right?
I was, yes.
It's really depressing.
Yes.
Like, the homeless population is really sad and getting out of hand, well out of hand.
Well out
in
of
San
hand,
Francisco.
Yes.
So, I guess there's this one, for lack of a better term, like a public square, that the parade route for championships, like our Canyon of Heroes, always goes through.
Right.
And they showed an aerial photo of it the day before the parade was, in theory, going to go there. And I don't want to exaggerate it, but 50 maybe? You know, homeless people camped out, tensed a little bit.
Yeah.
They couldn't go through it.
Crazy, right?
Right?
No, I know.
So here on one side, you've got a $3 billion basketball team celebrating a trophy, and its players are multimillionaires, well-deserved, special skill. And they had to reroute the parade route to avoid these poor people who are homeless.
Tale of two cities.
Like, come on.
But what are you supposed to do?
Help them.
Well, look, ideally, of course, we would like to have nobody living homelessly in the country. But that's not, it's easier said than done.
You can't have them living like there, right?
Look, the whole thing sucks. We have a lot of homeless people in New York City.
Yeah,
of course we'd love
sucks.
To change it. What are you going to do about it?
I feel bad.
No, I feel do. Bad too, but there's no easy solution, Chris.
I've met a couple homeless people in my travels with my issues. And, they're not, I don't want to go on a tangent on homelessness, but it's not what the stereotype is a lot of times.
Right.
It's just, there are people who are homeless who just, you know, need a break. They're not all mental health issues. They're not all crazy or on drugs or booze. There are some people that just need a break.
You know what I think happens? We run into those that have the mental
and
issues.
And those exist too, obviously.
No, but that's who most people interact with. And so that there's this assumption, well, that's the homeless community.
Yeah.
And you're right, that's not the homeless community.
Like, I felt terrible. Friday, I stayed in the city after work. And I was over, I was in Soho. I went to grab a drink, all right? And a guy laid down in the middle of the street. And this is what was fascinating about it. Nobody did anything. Crazy. It's crazy to me. He got laid down in the middle of the intersection. Mental health problems, obviously.
Right.
Laid there for 25 minutes. Nobody does anything. Cars are driving past them.
They're just going around them.
Yeah, people walking like over his body.
Yeah.
And then eventually he got up and he milled his way through wherever.
Did you do anything about it?
I called the first precinct.
Really? So they came and took care of him?
No.
They just said, sorry?
We'll get somebody there.
We'll get there at some point, sir.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that's the first precinct's territory.
Right.
It might be the 7th or the 9th. I forget. But that's the only precinct I happen to know on a personal level. And, it was crazy.
Yeah.
He got laid down in the middle of the street. But what I was fascinated by was the fact that nobody reacted to it. Like, New York.
I mean, what do you want people to do?
It's crazy.
You saw 20 people lifted a car the other day to save people's lives.
A taxi cab.
That was
yeah.
unbelievable.
Yeah, lifted up because two women were pinned under.
Yeah, that's heroes right there.
Yeah.
They did something about that.
Do you think 20 of us could lift a taxi cab?
20 of us?
Yeah.
Are there 15 of me and 5 of you?
That's a good question.
It's a great question.
Yeah, it's a very good question.
And because I have answer,
no.
Yeah. Like if it's 18 Big Macs, who I happen to think is strong,
bro,
and a Louis,
high school Big Mac is strong.
I think
yes.
he's still pretty strong.
All right,
he's stronger than you. I think the car would be lifted. If it's 16 me's, 3 U's, and a loogie, we're screwed.
Yeah, they'd be pinned still.
Yeah,
good point. We just backed it up for a second. How are we defining strength here? Like bench press?
I think if you guys arm wrestled right now, Big Mac would kill you.
I don't know about that.
Well, then just let's do it. Get in here. Let's
torn labrum.
Oh, God, there's always
torn rotator cuff.
No, you would lose an arm wrestling match.
No, I mean, I might.
No, you would.
Torn labrum, torn rotator cuff. Champion arm wrestler, though. There's a technique.
Why don't you use the other arm then, Big Shot? And he'll use his other arm, and we'll call it fair.
We'll go lefty.
Because neither one of us are lefties.
It's true.
That wouldn't be fair.
No, but
that wouldn't be a fair representation of his true strength.
But he'd still kick your ass.
Why do you say that?
Because I think he's stronger than you.
I mean, he might be.
No, I said he is.
What do you think you benching
these days?
Big
Mac agrees.
Ballpark bench.
What am I benching?
I know you don't bench regularly.
No, I don't.
But if you're going to just like go on flat bench today.
Today?
Ballpark. Can you get 2.25 up?
Probably not, no.
All right, then there's that.
Yeah, but he can beat you in arm wrestling.
Yeah, but I can outbench him.
So what if you did one of those Hulk Hogan Ultimate Warriors feats of strength?
What is that? Walk me through that.
So here's what you do. Why don't you stand up? I'll demonstrate.
Well, no. Just tell me.
No, I'm going to show you.
I don't want to.
Someone cut Loogie.
I don't want to be a test dummy for a feat of strength.
Let's do a little Hogan Warrior WrestleMania 6, all right? I want you to describe it. Thank you. We'll go in the center, all right? Come over here.
Go in the octagon.
I'm Hulk Hogan.
Good. Let's see.
Right in the middle.
All right.
All right. So I'm Hulk Hogan.
They're facing each other. And they're... Oh, that game. I got the game.
In that way, he's fine.
So you basically, your hands, inner thing, whatever, got it. Yeah. Okay, that was fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to interlock fingers and just see who cries first, I'll win that game, too.
Well, you have those thick sausage fingers, though.
No, they're just...
Not fair.
I'm
strong. And I have a torn labrum and a torn rotator cuff.
You're devastatingly hurt.
I mean, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Would you arm wrestle me with a torn rotator cuff for labrum? Yes or no?
No, probably not.
Okay, so there you go.
I'm not sure the injury is legit. And I mean, how long can you hold it?
He uses...
Eventually, things heal.
No.
Eventually, that torn muscle will heal.
No, it doesn't.
I think
it's ripped from the bone.
But here's the problem, Craig. You're hurting the show now. And
how's
here's
that?
How he's hurting
not
the show.
Not thinking about the show.
It's completely about the show for this reason. Every time something comes back to, do I throw harder than Craig? Can Big Mac beat you in an arm wrestling match? You always can't do it. Because of the torn labrum. So here's what I say on behalf of the entire audience.
Yeah.
Fix it. Fix it for the good of the show. Fix it that so you can shut up Evan Roberts and throw harder than me. Fix it so you can beat Big Mac in an arm wrestling match. Fix it. Fix it.
I don't need unnecessary surgery. Rob's in Staten Island on the fan. Rob, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, Craigie?
How are you?
I'm very good. I have to tell you something. We listened to your show when we're swimming in our pool.
Nice.
And my son loved the way your son sang the other night.
Oh, thank you very much.
Bougie.
Bougie, very much. He said, did you ever call up the show? I said, not only did I call up the show, but in 2008, that's when that's when I met your mother. I called up the show when you were with Boomer, and I told you that I met a girl in a bar.
Yeah.
I really liked her. Should I call her or should I do the swingers, the 3-day rule? You told me, listen to Uncle Craig. If the girl's marriage material, you don't wait the 3 days.
Right.
You call her right away.
Right.
Or if the girl's just going to be a party girl, a hangout girl, a fling, you could wait the 3 days. You could call whenever you want.
Correct.
It doesn't matter.
That's right.
I called her pretty much the day I spoke to you on the phone, took her out to dinner. 2 years later, we got married. And we got married in 2010, and I told my son if it wasn't for Uncle Craigie, there wouldn't be you and your sister.
Nice.
Is your son's name Craig?
No.
Why not?
No,
out of loyalty to the guy who basically got it done for
Hold
you?
Hold on. Even better. How old are your kids now?
10. My son is 9.
Yeah.
And my daughter is 6.
Right. So a decade ago, I helped you out. It's taken you this long to call me to say thank you.
Well, my son wanted to know if I ever spoke to you, so I told him.
So here's what you do. You go to Belly Bocce, you get some peanut butter rainbow cookies, and you send them in tomorrow.
I'll do that for you.
You got it, kid. Congratulations.
Thank you, brother.
I'm so glad it worked out.
That was good advice.
There you go. I always give good advice.
Always?
Yeah, not to myself, but to everybody else.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.